Recording in progress.
Call this Wednesday, January 12th, 2022, planning and zoning commission meeting order. And Chairman Jeff Holt and I will preside over this meeting tonight. May I have your roll call?
Dylan, Olson.
Here.
Vineyard.
Here.
Williams.
Here.
Flores.
Here.
Hyatt.
Here.
And Martin. Is absent. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions or amendments or comments or concerns to the previous meeting minutes from Wednesday, December 8th, 2021?
I have none.
There are none. May I have a motion and please approve the meeting minutes from Wednesday, December 8th, 2021, planning and zoning commission meeting?
So moved.
So moved. Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Olson.
Yes.
Vineyard.
Yes.
Williams.
Yes.
Flores.
Present.
And Hyatt.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, that's approved. There are no citizens here. Is anyone in Zoom land a citizen that has a comment for something not on the agenda tonight? I apologize, I do not recognize all the faces from 4 feet away. Doesn't sound like it. Okay. See, there's no comments. We'll move on to the public hearing portion. There is one public hearing scheduled for tonight's planning and zoning commission meeting. Purpose of this hearing is invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed request that is being considered for this commission tonight. Public testimony for persons present who wish to speak before, maybe against the request, or to ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly one at a time, state your name, who you are, if you represent anyone at all. You are also asked to sign in at the podium, which I don't think we're doing today because we have no one here. How do we sign people in from Zoom if they want to?
You just record the name.
Okay. Yep. We're recording as well.
If you plan to speak during tonight's public hearing as a petitioner or as a member of the public, please, you can stay seated, but please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I.
That goes for all the petitioners.
Thank you. State your name. Do solemnly swear that the testimony I will present at this hearing is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I'll take it that you said it. Thank you very much. The order for receiving testimony during the public hearing tonight will be as follows. First, we will have the petitioner presentation. Then we will have those who wish to speak in favor of the correct request. Then we will have those who wish to speak in opposition to the request. And with that out of the way, may I please have a motion to open the public hearing on petition number PZC 2021-07 Norfolk Bristol Sanitary District Variance Request.
So moved.
Second.
Can I have a roll call vote on that motion, please, ma'am?
Yes. Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Flores?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
And Olson?
Yes. All right, so public hearing up for, thank you, ma'am. The public hearing up for discussion tonight is the following. PCC 2021-07 Norfolk Bristol Sanitary District has filed an application with the United City of Norfolk requesting variances from the stormwater and floodplain regulation and landscape ordinance, the city code, and dimensional and bulk requirements of the city code for future expansion of the wastewater treatment operations at the current site. The real property is zoned A1 Agricultural District with a special use for sanitary district water treatment facility and is generally located west of Route 47, south of River Road, and immediately north of the Fox River at 304 River Street in Yorkville. Is the petitioner for PZC 2021-04 Yorkville Bristol Sanitary District present and prepared to make his presentation of their proposal request?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Congressman Beats.
Nice to meet you. Go right ahead, sir.
Yes, Christy, are you going to present to you or is this mine?
Sure, I will do a presentation of staff's information, but if you wanted to just introduce the project in general, that would be helpful for the members, and then I can go into a more technical review of it.
Okay, marvelous, thank you. Again, my name is Cyrus Baines. I'm the director here at the Yorkville Bristol Sanitary District. This project here, we need to expand part of our facilities, upgrade some different pieces, modern technology, et cetera. We have the land along the river. Like most wastewater facilities, it's always the low spot in town by the river. It's an area that floods a lot. It's more cost effective that way, that we don't have to pump up all the wastewater in town, can flow by gravity. So, and with having property in the floodplain along the river, we have a lot of our buildings there, the process equipment, et cetera, has to be protected. So we have, you know, millions of dollars worth of equipment that needs to operate under all sorts of conditions. We don't get any days off. And we want it to be protected from any natural disaster. So flooding is the biggest concern. That's why we're asking to raise the ground.
Thank you.
Do you want to do the for and against and then I'll pass that?
I think so.
Okay.
All right, is there anyone who wishes to speak in favor of the request? Seeing as there's no one, is there anyone who wishes to speak in opposition to the request? Also, seeing as there's no one, are there any questions right now for the commissioners or the presenter? Not yet.
I don't have any.
Not yet, I was. Okay.
I'm here.
All right, since all public testimony regarding these petitions have been taken, may I have a motion to close the taking of testimony in this public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Williams?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
And Vineyard?
Yes.
Okay. The public hearing portion of this is closed. We have the new business portion. Christy, will you please present your memo summary on 2021-07?
Sure. As Cyrus mentioned, the city and YVSD has been in constant contact and discussion about the growth of the city over the last 15 or so years. They have looked at ways to ensure that they can meet the capacity of the city as it grows, industrial-wise, residential, as well as commercial. And it's gotten to a point where they have realized that the capacity needs have been stretched and they need to expand. And so with that, they prepared a plan for how they were going to expand. Knowing that they were going to do so, they had reserved about 21 acres adjacent to their current facility, which was annexed into the city in 2007. And with that plan, they realized that as the city adopted Kendall County's stormwater management ordinance and became a certified community, which means that we can improve plans. That there were some restrictions to their ability to grow to meet our needs, and so they're requesting several variances. The first variance that they're requesting is full waiver of the stormwater retention requirement. As it said, the stormwater management ordinance requires all non-residential developments greater than 3 acres to set aside for that results in more than 45,000 square feet of development or impervious surface to provide on-site retention. They are not able to meet that requirement, but they have reasonable responses to why they are not able to meet it, which staff supports. One being that the stormwater runoff generated from the proposed development area will discharge directly to the Fox River. Yeah, and Blackberry Creek. So there will be no impact to any downstream properties. The development is smaller than the total watershed area. YVSD also, during their peak discharge, is unlikely to coincide with the high flow water in, of the two bodies of water that they will discharge into, and that the development is going to implement some of the best management practices in engineering, such as vegetative swells and buffer strips, to accommodate for, to mitigate some of that potential reduction of water quality. So,
I saw it under this, like, bowl.
It's a, and I don't know if it's a requirement, Brad can speak to that if it's a requirement or not.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little bit difficult hearing. What was the comment on?
The question is, the developer is proposing to do some of the best management practices, such as implementing
vegetative
soils.
Oh, sure. That's correct. They do. Yeah, that's a typical requirement.
compliance of any land developments and best practices currently in stormwater management. So that would be a standard requirement.
Requirement, not a goal. Okay.
And the final response to that is they want to avoid any potential removal of valuable riparian vegetation. And if they were to provide on-site detention, they may impact critical habitat in that area, which was identified as an endangered Indiana bat. So they are looking to stay in that. So
we don't have more bats.
Staff is very supportive of that request. Compensatory storage is the next area that they're looking for a full waiver from. Part of the requirements is that any removal of earth is or fill has to be to compensate the runoff so that it doesn't increase stormwater runoff. So they had their responses there as far as there being no structures impacted with the immediate downstream runoff, minor loss of flood storage. The dam, there is a dam located upstream. And then they did some hydraulic modeling, which Illinois Department of Natural Resources requires, and then they found that there's actually no need for compensatory storage on the site for this type of development. So they looked at they kind of explored other areas off site where they could do some compensatory storage locations, and they found that those locations, the benefits did not outweigh what it was that they were trying to accomplish. So it would actually probably have negative impacts. So staff is supportive of that variance request. And then the last two requests deal with tree preservation and replacement, and they're looking for a variance to our zoning ordinance for building setbacks. So tree preservation, they just do not have enough land after the development to replace roughly 1,500 trees that would be required.
Can you review the DEI's recommendation for how they wanted to modify the advance recommendation?
Sure, Brad can speak to that. I do have from planning some recommendations as well. So Brad can talk about his recommendations for tree preservation and replacement. But staff had these comments that we are looking for the middle of a tree survey, regardless if they have to replace, they don't have to replace the trees, but we would like to know what quality of trees, the number of trees, and the species of trees. And we also like a delineation of the trees that are going to be removed and which ones are going to be preserved. So they would provide that as part of the building permitting process. And so we would like to see their landscape plan for the property as part of that review. Brad, I guess in your memo you had some comments in regards to landscape. Is that what you were referring to, Jeff?
Yes. Yeah, I guess our comments, I don't recall them being much more than what Christy was suggesting there too. It's just quite simply that the ordinance does require a tree survey, a typical replacement program. There's reasons to support, not following it completely per ordinance. So as we stand, we certainly support Christine. We're kind of in lockstep on how to proceed. Definitely would be nice to have a tree survey, definitely a landscape plan, and I know they'll do what they can within the limits of their property from a landscape perspective.
And then the last variance, as I mentioned, was building setback reduction. On their original property, they were allowed to have a reduction in setbacks to 10 feet. So they would like to mirror that on this site. I just want to note and put in the record that we reviewed the request, we're supportive of the request, and that 10-foot yard reduction from all property lines is appropriate. But since both parcels are owned by the same entity, any interior setbacks we would consider it as a single lot, so they don't have to worry about straddling those interior property lines. So we're okay with granting that request. We did do a technical review, which we have minutes attached here, part of our planning council meeting, and the petitioner has submitted responses to the standards that the planning commission has to review. they would like to enter that into the record as well.
Okay.
That's that. Summary.
All right. Does anyone have any questions right now? Anybody on the Zoom line have questions? Commission members? I do need to go over those.
Yes.
Can you, I borrow your copy?
Sure.
All right, so anytime we grant a variance, we have to go over different standards for granting a variance. Instead of dissecting these myself, I'm going to read them aloud and you can all consider them yourself. To grant these variances, we have to consider the following. The variance will not increase the probability of flood damage, nor create an additional threat to public health, safety, or welfare. The variance requested is the minimum relief necessary to accomplish the objectives of the development without compromising the objectives of this section of this ordinance. The variance will not result in a reduction of water quality benefits as compared to compliance with ordinance requirements. The variance is requested solely for the purpose of reducing site runoff storage requirements. The variance shall not cause conveyance of stormwater from the project to increase peak discharges beyond design capacity of existing off-site conveyance facilities for any stormwater from the 2-year to 100-year recurrent frequency. The variance shall seek to preserve valuable environmental and biological resources, including but not limited to stands of native trees, existing wetlands, and natural floodplain storage. Variance shall not be issued by the permitting agency within any designated regulatory floodway if any increase in flood levels during the pre-flood discharge results. Variances may be issued by the permitting agency for new construction and substantial improvements to be erected on a lot of 1.5 acre or less design, contiguous to and surrounded by lots of existing structures constructed below the base flood level in conformance with the procedures in this section. In addition, zoning ordinance requires the following standards to be met for variances as well, because we've read these a million times before, but I'll read them again. Because of the particular physical surrounding, shape, or topographical conditions of the specific property involved, a particular hardship to the owner would result is distinguished from a mere inconvenience if the strict letter of this regulation were carried out. And I will comment on this, that the entire thing is a particular hardship. The conditions upon which the petition for a variation is based are unique to the property for which the variation is sought and are not applicable generally to other property within the same zoning classification. The alleged difficulty or hardship is caused by this title and has not been created by any person presently having an interest in the property. In granting a variation will not be detrimental to the public welfare or interest to other property or improvements in the neighborhood for which the property is located. We do not want any of the house. The proposed variation will not impair an adequate supply of light or air to adjacent property or substantially increase the congestion of public streets or increase the danger to the public safety or substantially diminish or impair property values within the neighborhood. And the proposed variation is consistent with the official comprehensive plan and how the development standards and policies of the city, which it was marked as not industrial, it was marked as institutional.
It's, well, in the future land use, it's institutional. It's current zoning.
Petitioner responded to all those. We'll enter the record. Any comments after that? Okay, seeing as there are none, then may I please have a motion to approve petition PZC 2021-07 Yorkville Bristol Sanitary District variance request. I can do one for each of you.
Yes, we have to do a motion for each. And I just like to add that we do have Kendall County representative here, Matt Asselmeyer. Because it's the county's ordinance, they also have to grant variance. We've been working with them, so your recommendation will be forward to City Council, and then they will have their opportunity to vote on it as well.
Yeah, please have a motion to approve the stormwater retention portion of PZC 2021-07 Yorkville Bristol Sanitary District variance request.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Can someone please read that?
Someone's got to read the motion.
All right. In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on January 12, 2022, and approval of the findings of fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval of a requested variance to Title 8 Building Regulations, Chapter 7 Stormwater and Floodplain Regulations, Section 203.1. Point B of the Kendall County Stormwater Management Ordinance as adopted by the United City of Yorkville. granting full relief of the stormwater detention requirements for a future wastewater treatment facility to be located on the 21-acre parcel immediately west of 304 River Street.
All right, roll call vote on that, please.
Torres? Torres?
Deb, you're muted.
Sorry, yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Williams?
Yes.
Okay, the stormwater retention motion is approved. May I please have a motion to approve the compensatory storage portion of PZC 2021-07 Normal Vista Sanitary Disinfectant request?
So moved.
Second.
Would you please read the motion?
In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on January 12, 2022, and approval of the findings of fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval of a requested variance to Title 8 Building Regulations, Chapter 7 Stormwater and Floodplain Regulations, Section 403.A of the Kendall County Stormwater Management Ordinance as adopted by the United City of Yorkville. Granting full relief of the compensatory storage requirements for a future wastewater treatment facility to be located on a 21-acre parcel immediately west of 304 River Street.
Could I please have a roll call on that motion?
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, that motion is approved. The third one, may I please have a motion to approve the landscape order this petition, PZC 2021-07, your full personal sanitary district variance request?
So moved. In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on January 12, 2022, and approval of the findings of fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval of a requested variance to Title 8 Building Regulations, Chapter 12 Landscape Ordinance of the Yorkville City Code, granting full relief of the tree preservation and replacement requirements for a future wastewater treatment facility to be located in, on the 21-acre parcel immediately west of 304 River Street.
And can we add in subject to staff's recommendation?
100%.
In subject to staff's recommendation.
Can I have a roll call on that motion, please?
Hyatt?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
And Torres?
Yes.
That motion is approved. And finally, may I please have a motion to the building setback portion to approve the petition on PCC 2021-07 for Bristol Sanitary District variance request?
So moved.
Second.
Please read that again.
In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on January 12, 2022, and approval of the findings of facts, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval of a requested variance to Title 10 Zoning, Chapter 7, Dimensional and Bulk Requirements of the Yorkville City Code, granting a reduction of yard setbacks in the A1 Agricultural Zoning District to 10 feet from all property lines for a future wastewater treatment facility to be located on a 21-acre parcel immediately west of 304 River Street.
All right, thank you. May I have a roll call on the motion, please?
Yes. Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
And Hyatt?
Yes.
Motion approved. We added 1,000 tonight. Is there any additional business? I did see one item.
That's your city council action
updates. Oh, is that the mile and a half review? So the mile and a half review that we saw last month, the petitioner withdrew their application with Kendall County. I don't know if Matt's still on, if you want to talk about it, but for the most part, they went to their public hearing for the county. Next day they withdrew their application. So Matt, did you have anything to add to it?
No, they got to the zoning board of appeals and they withdrew right before the right at the beginning of the hearing. But he indicated he would be back potentially now in 2022. He said next year, so that was December, so we're in 2022 now. So he might be back later this year with another request or something similar.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, seeing as there's nothing further on the agenda, may I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor say yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
All opposed say no. Meeting is closed at 7:45. Thank you.
Recording stopped.
Miss you guys. Hope everything is well.